Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? What I saw that night was real and not just fantasy. Just what I saw in my old dreams were the reflections of my woman staring back at me. Cause in my dreams, it's always there. The evil place that twists my mind and brings me to despair. Oh,
in the name of hypnology. Out, out, body of Christ, in the name of hypnology.
Out, out, body of Christ, in the turn of more than a stop of your own pain, no entity. You're calling the victim to visiting.
Out, body of Christ, in the name of lust and sanity. Out, out, body of Christ, in the name of hypnology. Out, out, body of Christ, in the name of lust and sanity. Out, out, body of Christ, in the name of hypnology. Out, out.
hatred. Those who seek peace in the face of war. This is the legacy of the Lord Lucifer.
Her. Your eyes can't believe that's all. Got to fall, though you know your fate. The eyes of love soon change to the eyes of hate. Until last snap breaks your heart, but you know you crawl right back.
Oh, lover.
When I caught her, that I caught old Satan's daughter, and I really hadn't oughter ever tried to make her mine. Though I wouldn't give a quarter for the stuff I up and bought her. Since I'm dating Satan's daughter, my life isn't worth a dime. Now it hasn't been worth living since she took me for a ride, and it wouldn't matter much to her if I curled up and died. Now I'm getting for the border, 'cause I found I can't afford her, and I'm leaving Satan's daughter far behind. Once you ever start her, then you'll find you hadn't ought her, 'cause just like a stream of water, she runs on and on and on. She can fuss a mile a minute, and the devil couldn't win it. And then once she gets you in it, you're the only one that's wrong. I can't stand it any longer, 'cause I'm bound to blow my top. So I'm leaving in the morning, and I hope I never stop. If you want her, but oh buddy, you're a goner. With the appetite that's on her, she can eat until you drop. She'll never find me, and I hope you don't remind me of the gal I left behind me, 'cause it gives my heart a chill. She's a super combination of the devil's own creation. She would be a big sensation and a double murder thrill. Now my life ain't been worth living since she took me for a ride, and it wouldn't matter much to her if I turned up and died. Now I'm hidden for the border, 'cause I see I can't afford her. You can tell old Satan's daughter that I'm gone.
She's Satan in a thong. Lord knows she'll do you wrong. If you meet her, you best move along. She's Satan in a thong. Now I've seen wicked, and I've seen evil, all kinds of bad and all kinds of people. But I can tell you, this bitch takes the cake. Oh, she's pretty as hell, sweet and young. Behind her ruby lips lies a serpent's tongue. Hell, I'd just as soon kiss a rattlesnake. She's Satan in a thong. God knows she'll do you wrong. She's Lucifer, hell yes it's her. She's Satan in a thong. Yeah, she looks hot in them cut off shorts of denim, but her pearly white teeth have got venom in them. Hell, I've been bit a couple of times, it's true. Then she'll whisper, come closer, baby, it's all right. Then wrap them long legs around you, oh so tight. And with her fangs, she'll suck the damn life right out of you. She's Satan in a thong. God knows she'll do you wrong. If you meet her, you best move along. She's Satan in a thong. It's Lucifer, hell yes it's her. She's Satan in a thong.
Jangle his own way. His bones were rattling loudly, and he began to shuffle proudly. That's the way that Satan makes a holiday. The music wasn't good, but it was plenty spooky. That's the way he likes it, night and day. The gentleman prefers to listen to aggravating rhythm. That's the way that Satan makes a holiday. Watch out, he's coming out, and then he'll shout, and let's do good, not wood. He's really rather goofy, trying to be spooky, but he has to do it day by day. quite endurance. Maybe that's why Satan took a holiday. Shout and let's do good, not wood. He's really rather goofy, trying to be spooky. All he has to do is day by day. His job is not alluring, unless he's quite enduring. Maybe that's why Satan takes a holiday.
Is a holiday public service announcement from the ruler of hell.
Hi, folks! This is Satan, just wishing you all a safe and happy holiday season. It's great to laugh and have fun with your friends this time of year. Heck, down here in hell, things are up for grabs! But if you've had too much to drink, then stay off the road, asshole! You get behind that wheel, I'll rip your spine out! You'll burn for eternity! Stay alive! Don't drink and drive! 666! I'm the beast!
He's got eyes of gold. Yeah, he's after your soul. He'll turn your Christmas on its ass. Smash all your ornaments of glass. He's got a belly full of nothing. And a sack deep as a black hole. try to fill his void with all your Christmas stuff. Though in the end, you know he'll never ever get enough. He's got an army of toy soldiers and a wicked elf brigade. He'll march them down into your chimney and then come at them on a crow. Upon your ceiling just above your little heads, they'll put demented clowns under your little beds, stealing, looting, learning everything they find, dreaming hell on earth, you know they're not real kind. He's coming, old Scratches on his way. Satan Claus is coming to town. He's got horns that glow. Yeah, he'll ruin your show. He'll turn your holy days to trash. Give you fungus and a rash. He's got a devilish disposition and a grin devoid of cheer. He won't bring you presents, he won't bring you toys, just the burning flames of hellfire for the little girls and boys. Well, he looks all black and voodoo with bristle on his side. He'll make your milk go sour and your cookies turn to dust when he puts his evil touch upon your Christmas lights. They'll be flashing 666 into the winter night. The 20 seconds flat will burn your Yule log down. They'll start it snowing frogs as things slither up from the ground. He's coming. Ragman flies tonight. He's coming. Satan Claus is coming to town. So you better not pout, no, you better not cry. Cause if he sees your tears are falling, you can bet that he'll be calling with his entourage of menace and his nasty Christmas plague. He'll treat you worse than old Job, yeah, he loves it when you beg. You better watch out, cause he's coming out. Better watch out.
Folks, good evening and welcome once again to the Bit Slap. And tonight we're actually celebrating something very special. Tonight is Bit Slap show number 666. And so you know what I had to do, and I'm doing it. And you're in the middle of it, and it's too late to get away. So coming at a very weird time. Here it is, 9:22. We just lost the Queen. stuff like that. Today would have been my dad's 96th birthday, just a little younger than the Queen, but he's of course not here anymore. But it's just kind of a weird time. So smack in the middle of it, you're stuck with it. So let me give you the playlist and then get out of the way. All right. Well, let's see. Started with Iron Maiden, oddly enough. Number of the Beast. The Exorcism was by Elzebub Youth. I kind of put that in to kind of clear out the path a little bit. You know, Mr. Satan after that. That was Thurston Harris. Satan, that was the Nudist Colony of the Dead. And the song was called Satan. Lucifer was Dies Irae, D-I-E-S-I-R-A-E. Steve King, not to be confused with Stephen King, and Satan is her name. I'm dating Satan was Sam Creek. Sam Creek, you're up Sam Creek, I'll tell you. Satan's Daughter was Gene Davis. Call him Bo if you want. Unknown Hinson, Satan in a Thong. Satan Takes a Holiday was Anton Zandor LaVey. Don't know if any relation or what. Something Fierce after that. Satan Claus, a reminder that that guy coming down your chimney, what are his motives? We heard of Satan's Holiday Greeting because, you know, he doesn't like to do business on Christmas. And then Satan Claus again, different song from the Hot Buttered Elves. Okay? So this is what we got tonight. So if anybody out there turns into a frog, I want to know about it. Okay? This is not the intent of the evening, and I wish that the Satan lovers and stuff will approach this with the same good humor that I've attempted it. Okay? And with that, we continue.
Demons create a fantastic energy and are by nature ferocious. And when you cast a spell, you must know you will attract them. If demons are allowed freedom for venting the madness, they can be diabolical. They are the reasons behind haunted houses, howling storms, lost keys, droopy hair, nagging associates, and cool lovers. If you're strong, maybe you can ignore demons. But why not invite them into a magic circle? Your magic circle. Control their energies. Use them to see into your future beyond tomorrow. Throw a handful of rosebuds high into the air and let them fall and scatter where they will. Demons will gather. Their ranting and raving will create wild, exciting vibrations. While they wail, stare into the center of the circle. As you softly whisper the name of their demon king, he will come and answer any three questions about your future. As soon as he has spoken, perform a spell, because the energy within the magic circle must be dissipated. What will escape and create havoc in your life? When the magic is done, destroy the circle. To make a magic circle, draw 3 foot wide chalk circle and cover it with a fine wheat flour. Then place 3 black beans in the center and cover them with cloves, salt, and basil. 3 red candles should be flaming at the top part of the magic area. Now scatter the rosebuds. The demons will gather. Keep brave. They are helpless. Now will be the time for you to see into your future. Stare into the center of the circle, and as they wail, softly whisper the name of their demon king. Softly. Sacra Elmerid. Demon energy is best used to stimulate clandestine relationships.
Hello. It's nice to see you all here. Now, as the more perceptive of you have probably realized by now, this is hell. And I am the devil. Good evening. But you can call me Toby, if you like. We We try to keep things informal here, as well as infernal. That's just my little joke. Now, you're all here for eternity, which I hardly need tell you is a heck of a long time. But I'm sure you'll all get to know each other pretty well by the end. But for now, I'm going to have to divide you up into groups. If that's okay, can you hear me at the rack? Well, if you'd stop screaming, that would help. Okay, now, murderers. Murderers! Over here, please. Thank you very much indeed. Looters and pillagers, over here, please. Thieves, if you could join us. And lawyers, you're in. You'd like to come down there. Thank you very much indeed. Yes, there's plenty of room. If the hedge fund managers would just move along a tiny bit. There we go. Fornicators, if you could step forward. My God, there are a lot of you. You're down here, but first, if you could form a queue in front of that small guillotine in the corner. Thank you very much indeed. The French. Are you here? Parfait. And the Americans. Yes, look, I'm sorry about this. Apparently, God had a little falling out with your founding fathers and damned the entire nation in perpetuity. He sends particular condolences to the Mormons, who he realizes put in an awful lot of work. Never mind, if you'd just like to come down here. Yes, if you'd just like to keep clear of that big space there, we're reserving for a Mr. Trump. Atheists? You must be feeling a right bunch of nitwits. Come down here, please. Never mind. And everyone who saw Monty Python's Life of Brian. I'm sorry, turns out God can't take a joke after all. They're good. And Christians. Christians? Yes, I'm sorry. I'm afraid the Jews were right. Thank you very much indeed. Right, well, that's about it. Are there any questions? Yes. No, I'm afraid we don't have any toilets. I don't know if you read your Bible, but I'm afraid it's damnation without relief. If you didn't get before you came, then I'm afraid you're not going to enjoy yourself very much. But then I believe that's the idea. Okay, well, look, I'll see you all later at the barbecue. Or rather, on the barbecue. And generally, I just hope that you all have a terrible time. I'd like to leave you, actually, with another little joke of mine. I only know two jokes, informal, infernal, and this one. And this joke goes like this. It is, knock, knock. Who's there? Death. Death.
Tale of the devil who don't play on the level. He'll cheat you of your soul and let you burn. They say he has a red face and lives down in some hot place. Don't believe it. because it took many years to learn. Satan wears a satin gown. My devil is a woman with hair brown. She knows all the evil ways. Make sure it's me who pays. Satan lives right in my town. Satan is a gal who lies while looking like an infant right in my eyes. With her lips of fire red, she makes me lose my head. Satan wears a satin gown. There's nothing at all can save a man from the witchcraft of a she-devil spell. For once you've been caught, there is no plan that will help you escape from her hell. Satan is a gal who cheats, drags my heart along the crowded streets. She's tossed me to the wind, swears that it's me who sinned. Satan wears a satin gown. Oh, gal I hate, but love.
You've all heard of me and the things I've done. Satan's chauffeur, don't play for fun. This coach is pulled with firebred steeds, and I know every one of your wrong deeds. Your name is on a page of our big book. Rich man, poor man, thief or crook, and it makes no difference how you moan. Oh, Satan and I want to hear you groan.
Don't come to us on bended knees. We won't hear one of your false pleas. You had your chance, but passed it by. Come on, sinner, now let's hear you cry.
You'll bow your head as you recall what the good book said. Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal. But Satan's court grants no appeal. When you ride with us, it'll be too late. Fire and brimstone will be your fate, and you can't turn this wagon back. Satan's chauffeur is a-driving this hack.
Don't come to us on bended knees. We won't hear one of your false pleas. You had your chance and passed it by. Come on, sinner, now let's hear you cry.
You've got me in a whirl. You're not content to be just a sweet loving girl. You don't feel at home till I'm dissatisfied. That's the way I stay, so you ought to be right at home all the time. Satan's waiting, Satan's waiting, Satan's waiting, and he saved a place for you.
Satan's waiting, Satan's waiting, oh, Satan's waiting just to give his job to you. His army right square dab and two, lick any foe with half the force if they like to fight like you. I guess I must be stupid, but I just can't understand how one woman can think of so much torture for a man. Satan's waiting, Satan's waiting, Satan's waiting, and he saved a place for you. Satan's waiting, Satan's waiting, oh, Satan's waiting just to give his job to you. Satan's waiting, Satan's waiting, and he saved a place for you. Satan's waiting, Satan's waiting, oh, Satan's waiting just to give his job to you.
And the devil was laughing at me. The night I was born, it was said that the owls hooted and flew all night long. An omen that I was an unlucky child, a sign that I'd surely go wrong. As I grew to manhood, I trembled in fear when the owls would hoot mournfully. I grew up believing my soul had been claimed, and the devil was laughing at me. The people all said that my mind was no good. There was madness and hate in my eye. Wild with the drink, I shot old Charlie Lynx, and they sent me to prison for life. I had a girl they called Lucille V. Dream. We met and we loved secretly. She'd hold me and sigh, but the owls would cry like the devil was laughing at me. And the devil was laughing at me. I'd just been in prison for 3 weeks or more when Lucille's first letter arrived. She said she expected a baby that fall, and she wanted me there by her side. I stabbed the first guard and I strangled two more, determined that I would be free. The searchlights were beamed and the hoot owl screamed like the devil was laughing at me. When I reached Lucille's, there were lights in the house, and there in the hallway I found Lucille lying dead with a gun at her head, with crimson on her cotton gown. I ran from the house to the swamps that I knew, as As I ran, I heard the hounds bay, and one other sound that was running me down. The devil was laughing at me. They caught me, and here on the gallows I stand. They'll drop me to eternity. One moment of fear, and the last sound I hear is the devil laughing at me. And the devil was laughing at me.
Satan's river is gonna run dry.
It's gonna run dry. What was once a smooth river, hot lava will make the tide. Stay clear of Satan's river. Heaven's on either side. Big yachts are sailing. Satan's river so smooth, never stopping or thinking about God's golden rule. When the river starts to sink in, they'll cry, I've been a fool. Satan's got a river.
Bound. There ain't nothing he can do to stop me. Since he showed me heaven's light, I know for sure I'm headed right. Satan's gotta get along without me. Well, now Satan's gotta get along without me. But I've been safe from sin forevermore. Satan's gotta get along without me, 'cause I'm going to heaven with my Lord. For once he had me in his grasp, but that was a long, long time ago. Since I broke the chain of sin, I know for sure that he can't win. I'm a-going to heaven with my Lord. Well, now Satan's gotta get along without me.
I've been saved from sin forevermore. Satan's gotta get along without me, 'cause I'm going to heaven with my Lord. Yeah, now I'm going to heaven with my Lord.
Cold in a broken down barn, and the devil was shaking as he spun his yarn. Oh, damn, you heard the fire and the brimstone man talk about accommodations with the Steve Beth plan. But poor Daniel shook, shook like a devil, and he blinked his eyes, eyes at the devil, and he tried to hide, hide from the devil, 'cause he knew that Satan wanted his soul. So I'm gonna take you with me to the fiery hole. And when those flames is licking round your anatomy, hey, you'll be oh so sorry what you're saying to me. But over that you shook like the devil, and he blinked his eyes, eyes at the devil, and he tried to hide, hide from the devil, 'cause he knew that Satan wanted his soul. He said, devil boy, I got some words to say. When you came up from the turkey's bath, you didn't figure on crossing the good Lord's path. But old Daniel shook like the devil, and he blinked his eyes, eyes at the devil, and he tried to hide, hide from the devil, 'cause he knew that Satan wanted his soul. The Lord, no sooner had he winked than the thunder roared. The lightning flashed and knocked a hole in the ground, and the devil fell in and went down, down, down. But older than you laughed, laughed at the devil, and he rolled his eyes, eyes at the devil, and he danced around, around about the devil, singing hallelujah, Daniel is free. Glory, hallelujah, Daniel is free.
At a little church in the country not long ago. A prayer was led by an old country preacher who then raised his hands as everyone stood and sang, "My God is real." A warm breeze through the open windows brought in the smell of new-mown hay in a nearby field, and the singing of birds could be heard in the moment of silence as the preacher opened his Bible to read. And then a little old man stood up, bent with age, his hair thin and white, and said, "Preacher, tell them that Satan is real too. You can hear him in songs that give praise to idols and sinful things of this world. You can see him in the destruction of homes torn apart. I know that Satan is real, for once I had a happy home. I was loved and respected by my family. I was looked upon as a leader in my community. And then Satan came into my life. I grew selfish and unneighborly. My friends turned against me. and finally my home was broken apart. My children took their paths into a world of sin. Yes, preacher, it's sweet to know that God is real, and to know that in Him all things are possible. And we know that heaven is a real place where joys shall never end. But sinner friend, if you're here today, Satan is real too. And hell is a real place, a place of everlasting punishment.
Satan is real, working in spirit. You can see him and hear him in this world every day. Satan is real, working with power. He can tempt you and lead you astray.
Walk. Cannot even breathe. Satan is all around. Chlamydia queen is spreading disease around the school. The boys are too dope deaf to notice this fact. The police ran for their lives out of Satan City. There's no priest, no chemist, no police. It's not in Satan City.
His head, you gotta be real cool. Hear the words he said. He did a mother. Oh, that clown was mad. He had steam in his soul for the one he had low. He had death. Hold it. Take it. I'm goofy.
Take 9.
Foggy Hill rocks to the crazy little demon blowing his top, fire in his eyes and smoke from his head. You got me real cool to hear the words he said. He did a for the one he loved, so he had death on his mind, cause my demon let him go. Gonna run through the world till he understands his pain. Somebody help him get his demon home again. He did even push back time. He took the tootie out of food. He had the devil drinking wine. He did that a woman steal the ball. Down in the valley on the foggy hill rock, you can still hear the demon blow when it stop. He did a that cat was mad. He pushed back night, bought in afternoon. He even made leap year jump over the moon. Took 4th July and put it in May. He took this morning, bought back yesterday. He did a
All right. Well, we made it so far, I guess. Word probably hasn't gotten out to the boss yet, but it will. I hope he has a sense of humor, which I'm sure he does. Okay. So anyway, where did we go with that? We started out with something called The Demon Spell for Energy. That was by Louise Huebner. And I own that record. I know I own it because it's been staring at me from the other side of the room for about 2 years now. I've never listened to it, and I discovered this completely obliquely. And I said, wait, I own that record. I'm going to have to do something about that. Rowan Atkinson, Toby the Devil. Satan Wears a Satin Gown was Frankie Lane. Jimmy Manor on the Mercury label from 1960. Satan's Chauffeur, Satan's Awaiting, was Sonny Burns from 56. Jimmy C. Newman, The devil was laughing at me, and so were we, but that's another story. Let's see, Satan's Got a River from Porter Wagoner and Dolly, and maybe Dolly who? Shut up. Satan's Got to Get Along Without Me. Satan's Got to Get Along Without Me was Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. Daniel Webster and the Devil was Big Daddy. Different Big Daddy than the other ones, because this is from 1958. Lubin Brothers, Satan is Real. And then Gin Gillette, Train to Satanville. She wrote this, and it's a great song. And speaking of Satanville, we went to Satan City with our own little demon, Leonce. She's still the cutest little demon there is. And speaking of little demons, found an alternate version from Screamin' Jay Hawkins, possibly one of my favorite songs ever recorded. And I do say that with a wink towards the big fella up there or down there. Okay, so I got a few more. What we got coming up right now is an actual exorcism. Okay, now I want to tell you this, that get your demons together, or if you need to get somebody else's and foist your demons on them, that's fine. But what you have to do is you have to listen to it all the way to the end. All right. And you'll know when it's the end, because you'll be dead. No, you'll know when it's the end, okay? So, with that, I will wish you a fair evening and a fair afternoon, and let's hope we don't get turned into frogs or something weirder. I'll see you next week. Good luck.
much. Thank you.
Beat the beast, beat the beast, beat the beast with a big, big trick. Beat the beast, beat the beast, get out, get out. 666.